Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Chav Zayin, and we are 8 lines from the top of Daf Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, Gufa Amar Shmuel. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refor shalema for Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Elazar Lipashala ben Feger Rachel, Star Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Yisachar ben Hinda Liba, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Shlomo ben Rachel Devorah, Chaya Moshe Yeshua ben Malka, Shmuel Moshe ben Panina, and Esther Kreindel bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibada L'chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So we're at the beginning of the third perek of Masechtas Yevamos, a perek that brings with it a sense of awe and trepidation, Perek Arba Achin. And the first sugya of Perek Arba Achin is the sugya of Chalitza Psula. So what's a Chalitza Psula? We saw a little bit what a Chalitza Psula is on Daf Chavav on the days, and today's daf is very much going to be a continuation. It's going to continue to discuss this very important concept in the sugis of Yevam. So ordinarily, whenever there's a Yibum situation, Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Reuven dies, he leaves over no children, a wife, the wife now falls Yibum to Shimon. Shimon has a mitzvah, Yevam Yavah Yoleh. If he chooses not to do Yibum, Im Lo Yachboitz, then there's a mitzvah of Chalitza. What happens if when Reuven died, he left over more than just one brother, Shimon? There was Shimon, there was Levi, there was Yehuda, maybe Yisachar, Zvulun. Not just that, he left over more than one wife. The halacha is, as long as one Yavam is either Miyabim or Chaylates, one Yavama, that satisfies the mitzvah of Yibam and Chalitza. So you don't need that all the Yavamin should engage in Yibam the Chalitza. You don't need that all the Yavamais should be the recipients of Yibam and Chalitza. As long as one Yavam does either Yibum or Chalitza to one Yavama, that satisfies the requirement of the Parsha of Yibum. We saw in the first parak, and Daf Yud Amud Beis, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, how exactly that works. Rabbi Yochanan holds, it works with the Parsha of Shlichus. When one Yavam does Yibum or Chalitza, he's acting as an agent, as a Shliach, on behalf of all the Yavamin. When one Yavama does Yibum or Chalitza, she's acting as a Shliach on behalf of all the other Yavamais. Reish Lakish argues, Reish Lakish says it doesn't work with Shlichus. The Yavam that did Yibum, he's the one that did Yibum. The Yavam that did Chalitza, he's the one that did Chalitza. The Yavama that received the Yibum or Chalitza, she's the one that received the Yibum or Chalitza. The other brothers never did Yibum or Chalitza. They didn't physically do it. They didn't even do it through the medium of Shlichus. Stating that, there's a din in Yavamas. No one argues that if one Yavam and Yavama do either Yibum or Chalitza, that patters all the other Yavamin, and that patters all the other Yavamas. It's here that the halach of Chalitza Psula enters. The Chalitza Psula states that there are some Chalitzois that are Chalitzois Psulois, or like Rashi says, Koloimar Chalitzois Geruois. These are inferior Chalitzois. And these Chalitzois, although they work for the Yavam and the Yavama that were engaged in the Chalitza, but it only works for them. It's not going to work for all the other Yavamin, and it's not going to work for all the other Yavamin. So whereas ordinarily, as long as one Yavam does Chalitza to one Yavama, that patters all the Yavamin and all the Yavamais. That's if it's a good Chalitza, a Chalitza Kshera. But if it's a Chalitza Psula, a Chalitza Grua, then the halach is going to be that, yeah, as far as the Chaylates and the Chalutza, that Chalitza is going to work, but in terms of it working for all the other Yavamin, in terms of it working for all the other Yavamais, in that instance, it's not going to work. So what would make something a Chalitza Psula? So the case that we saw in Daf Chavav on the base, and this is the most prominent example of a Chalitza Psula, is wherever the halacha is that the Yavam can't do Yibum, he has to do Chalitza. By definition, that Chalitza is a Chalitza Psula. And the Lamdim struggle a little bit to understand why that would be the case, but that is the din. That any time the din of the Yibum is Chiletzes V'loy Misyabemes, any time the Yavam did not have the option to do Yibum, he was forced to do Chalitza. When he does Chalitza, that Chalitza is going to be a Chalitza Psula, so it's going to work for him, and it's going to work for the Chalutza, but the other Yavamin and the other Yavamais, they're going to have another Chalitza, because again, Chalitza Psula does not work like a regular Chalitza, which patters up all the Yavam and all the Yavamis. When it comes to Chalitza Psula, that halacha is not going to be the case. Now, we're going to see in today's daf, there are other applications of the halacha of chalitza psula. So, the concept of chalitza psula is not exclusive to a situation of chiletzes v'loy mesyabemes. That is the first case and the most prominent case that's discussed here in the sugyas of Perek Arba Achin, but it's not the only case. Another thing that we saw in Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis is that the halacha of chalitza psula is totally in the machloikis of yesh zika or ein zika. The Gemara was very, very clear that on only v'shitois yesh zika is there halacha of chalitza psula. But lemanda amar ein zika, there's no halacha of chalitza psula. Asher b'muschol rishoin tzorach bir. Because at first glance, what's the connection between the halacha of chalitza psula and between the halacha of yesh zika? We know what chalitza psula is, sort of. We know what yesh zika is, sort of. And at first glance, the two would not seem to have anything to do with each other. Yesh zika means how strong is the zika? Does the zika have the ability to create isurim of achos kukasai, etc., etc.? Or does it not have the ability to do it? Chalitza psula is the introduction to today's daf. So what connection is there between the halacha of yesh zika and the halacha of chalitza psula? The short answer is that the man d'omer that holds yesh zika holds that in general terms, zika is a very strong bond between yavam and yavama. The haraya, you have isurei krovos l'man d'omer yesh zika, which you don't have l'man d'omer ein zika. According to the man d'omer that holds yesh zika, the yavam is able to be made for the nedarim of the yavam. According to the man d'omer ein zika, the yavam is not able to be made for the nedarim. Which means that according to the man d'omer yesh zika, the bond between the yavam and the yavama is more fast, it's more strong than it is according to the man d'omer ein zika. The stronger the bond, the more you can hear that you would need a better chalitza in order to be able to sever that bond. So the man d'omer yesh zika, the zika is so strong between all the yavamin and all the yavamois. So over there you'll have a din that a chalitza psula / chalitza grura is not going to work to be able to pater all the yavamin and all the yavamois. However, the man d'omer ein zika, where the zika bond is not such a strong bond. So if it's not such a strong bond, you could hear why you wouldn't need as much in order to sever the zika, and even the chalitza psula would be able to work. But that's clear in the Gemara that the halacha of chalitza psula is taloi in the sugya of yesh zika or ein zika. Another thing we saw in yesterday's daf was that there was a machloikis amayran, specifically Rav and Shmuel, as to the scope of the halacha of chalitza psula. Rav applied the halacha of chalitza psula very, very broadly. Shmuel, however, argued with Rav. Gemara had a stira in Shita Shmuel in the sugya of chalitza psula. That was the last Gemara that we learned on the bottom of Chav Vav Amud Beis, on the top of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara said two terutzim to answer the stira, and what emerged from the terutzim of the Gemara is that although Shmuel technically is in agreement, he holds of the halacha of chalitza psula, however, he limits it more than Rav did. So for example, in one teretz of the Gemara, although Shmuel agrees with the concept of chalitza psula, but he holds that chalitza psula only doesn't work if the chaylitz that's doing the chalitza is chalitza is a chalitza psula, and he wants the pater, his brother, the yavam, who had he done the chalitza, it would have not been a chalitza psula. So if one brother is doing the chalitza psula and he wants the pater, a yavam, whom had he done the chalitza, it would have been a chalitza ma'ula, chalitza kshera, that's when you don't say the halacha of chalitza psula. However, if you have two brothers, and if either one of the brothers would do chalitza, it would be a chalitza psula, in one teretz of the Gemara, there Shmuel doesn't hold of the halacha of chalitza psula. In the Ibai Yisayim of the Gemara, Shmuel holds even in that instance, there's a halacha of chalitza psula. However, Shmuel was mechalek in chalitza psula between the yavam min and between the yavam mois. Shmuel holds his halacha of chalitza psula for the yavam mois. So if one yavama's chalitza is a chalitza psula, but had the yavam done chalitza with the other yavama, would have not been a chalitza psula. Al zeh nemar, the sugya of chalitza psula, that the chalitza is done with one yavama, it can work for the other yavama. However, on the yavam level, this Shmuel maybe doesn't hold of the halacha of chalitza psula. That was very much yesterday's daf. Today's daf is going to pick up as a continuation, and we begin 8 lines from the top of daf chof zayin omer aleph, a real yavama stuff. Zok de gemara gufa. Amas Shmuel, Shmuel said, cholatz la'achoyoy. So the context of Shmuel's halach is our Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses Arba Achin. There were two brothers that died. They happened to have been married to sisters. And now two sisters fall Yibum to two brothers. Or the same would be true if two sisters fell Yibum even to one brother.
The bottom line is, right now, there's a Yavam who has a mitzvah to be miyabim two sisters. The two sisters fell from two different brothers, right? You can't have two sisters fall from the same brother, because that would, by definition, mean that the brother was married to two sisters, which is not possible, because Achis Ish is one of the Arayas, and Kedushin's not Toifis on the Arayas. Kedushin's not Toifis b'chayvi krisos, and as a result, that wouldn't be possible. So, of course, if there are two sisters that are falling liyibum, then by definition, the two sisters are falling from two different brothers. So what was the halacha? Arba Achin, where two of the brothers die, and now these two sisters fully yibum. The Mishnah said you have to do chalitza. The Gemara gave two reasons why you have to do chalitza. We're going to learn the Gemara with the Pashup Shad, and that is because there's a man d'amer that holds yesh zika, and being the yesh zika, the yavam can't be miyabin any one of the sisters, because although both sisters are yavamos, both sisters are also the sisters of Yavamais. And the sister of a Yavama is an Achay Sekuka. And if you hold Yej Zika, so Achay Sekuka is a woman that you're not allowed to marry. Just like you can't marry an Achay Isha, so too you can't marry, albeit Midrabanan, because of Yej Zika, an Achay Sekuka. So it's true that both Yavamais, they're both also the sisters of Yavamais, and as a result, there's a problem of Achay Sekuka. So said Shmuel, what do you have to do? You have to do Chalitza. Okay. What would be if each one of these sisters, when they fell a yibum, there was another wife. There was a tzara. Okay. So, l'chura, do chalitza like you always do chalitza. Said Shmuel, here's the halacha. If the yavam did chalitza to the sister, the chalitza that was done to the sister is not going to pata the tzara. However, if he did chalitza to the tzara, then it would pata the sister. Now, the Gemara, from here until the bottom of the Yomid, is going to focus on this line in Shmuel. But the high-level hesver in Shmuel is based on the halacha of chalitza psula. Being that the halacha is that the yavam had to do chalitza to the sisters because of yesh zika and because of achoyis zekuka, so it comes out the chalitza that was done to the sisters was a chalitza psula. What's the halacha of chalitza psula? It doesn't work to pater the other yavamis. So being that it doesn't work to pater the other yavamis, zok shmul, chalatz la'achoyis loy nefteru tzaris. It's not going to work for the tzaris. However, the tzaris, but Shmuel holds, if he would do chalitza to the tzara, nefteru achoyis, it would work for the sisters. The reason is because the tzaris were not sisters. And because the tzaris were not sisters, they're not achoy zekukas. If they're not achoy zekukas, if you wanted to be miyabim the tzara, for now, the Gemara is going to get into this, but for now, the assumption is you could have been miyabim the tzara. So if you were able to be miyabim the tzara, it comes out when you do chalitza, it's not a chalitza psula. Because what's your classic example of chalitza psula? Where you couldn't do yibam. So the sisters, you couldn't do yibam because of achoy zekuka. So the chalitza is a chalitza psula. So if you do chalitza, it's not going to pat to the tzara. However, the tzara is where you had the option to do yibam. So over there, if you're going to go ahead and you're going to do chalitza, it's going to pat to the sisters. That was Shmuel's first halacha. Second halacha. Chalitz l'bala saget, le niftera tzara. Le tzara, niftera bala saget. So Shmuel is talking about a case where a yavam gave a get to a yavam. Now, at first glance, a yavam gave a get to a yavam, or why would he do that? Either you do yibum or you do chalitza. There's also a parsha maimer, which the Rabbanon mandated to do. But give a get? Why would you give a get? So it's a kasha for maisa. But this is what this person did. What he did was he gave a get. The halacha is that once a yavam gives a get to a yavama, at that point, he's not allowed to do yibum with that yavama. And the reason is because once a yavam does chalitza, he's not allowed to do yibum. It's a loisase in the Torah. Kivan shaloi bana shuvlo yivna. Machlik is Rambam and Ramban if it's counted as one of the Tariq mitzvahs. The Rambam didn't count it as one of the Tariq mitzvahs, but the Ramban in his Shikras Ha'et Lavin says, Rambam, you forgot a mafurish Lavin the Torah. It says, Kivan shaloi bana shuvlo yivna. But the bottom line is, once a yavam does chalitza, at that point there's a loisase in the Torah for him to do yibum. Gerishin is very similar to chalitza. Because it's similar to chalitza, once a yavam goes and gives a get, again, he wasn't supposed to, but in the event of, so now it's the equivalent to having done chalitza, and if he did chalitza, it would be awesome for him to do yibum. If you give a get, it's going to be awesome for him to do yibum as well. Now, not just him, but once one yavam gives a get, all the yavamin and all the yavamais are now not going to be able to do chalitza, are not going to be able to do yibum. Because again, it's as if one did chalitza, and if one did chalitza, no one's allowed to do yibum. So if one gives again, no one's allowed to do yibum. Stating that, Shmuel said that what would happen if after the yavam gave a get to the yavama, where he can't do yibum now, because on a rabbanon level, we look at it as a kivan shaloi bana. Shuv lo yivna, because we look at the get a little bit of chalitza. So what does he have to do if he can't do yivim? He has to do chalitza. So we did chalitza. So if he does chalitza to the balas aget lo yinifter a tzara, the halach is it's not going to pat the tzara. The reason is because we look at the chalitza as being a chalitza psula. Because once he gave a get, he can't do yibum. If he can't do yibum, then the chalitza is a chalitza psula. The chalitza psula doesn't pat the tzara. So if there was another yivama, you're going to have to do another chalitza to the other yivam. The tzara, however, if he would do the chalitza to the tzara, nifter balas aget, then it would pat to the balas aget. Now, the truth is, we're not going to go into this now because it's not really the daf, but this is a little bit of a chiddush because really, once a yivam does gives a get to one of the yivamis, the halach is he can't be miyabim any of the yivamis. He can't even be miyabim the tzara. So if he can't be miyabim the tzara, then l'chura, the chalitza to the tzara, is also chalitza psula. So if it's also chalitza psula, so why then would it pater the balas haget? The reason is, you have to say there are levels in the sugi of chalitza psula. So not all chalitza psulais were created equally. And the chalitza that's done to the balas haget is more of a chalitza psula, right? It's a worser chalitza than the one that would have been done to the tzara. And it's for that reason, if you do chalitza to the balas haget, lo nifter tzara, because even though the tzara's chalitza would have also been a chalitza psula, but one is worse than the other, and as a result, it's not going to be okay. However, if you did the chalitza to the tzara, nifter balas haget. Another halacha, chalitza balas haimer, le nifter tzara. Le tzara nifter balas maimer. So now we're talking about a yavam that did maimer to his yavam. What happens when you do maimer? So at that point, you could do yibum. In fact, the chachamim recommended that a person do maimer before he does yibum. The question over here is, if someone did maimer and now he decides he doesn't want to do yibum, instead he wants to do chalitza. He has that option. He could do chalitza. However, he also has to give her a get. And the reason is because maimer is the equivalent of kedushin. And if someone does kedushin to an isha, she's an eitz isha unless he gives her a get. So right now, in order for her to be able to get married, she's going to need a get. Now, she's also going to need chalitza because midday raisa, the maimer didn't do anything to the zika. So she needs a chalitza for her zika and she needs a get for her maimer. So the halacha is that once a woman gets maimer, if you're going to do chalitza, that chalitza would be a chalitza garua. The reason is because being that the chalitza itself doesn't have the ability to sever this relationship, you also need a get. So even when you do the chalitza, we look at it as a chalitza grua. And this is, by the way, the first example we have of a chalitza grua that's not related to the fact that you can't do yibum. Till now, all the chalitza's gruas were chalitza gruas because you couldn't do yibum, and because you couldn't do yibum, that made the chalitza grua. Over here, you could do yibum. You did maimer, now do yibum. The reason it's a chalitza grua is for a different reason. It's a chalitza grua because you can't just do chalitza, you also have to give a get, and that makes it a chalitza grua. So if you do chalitza to the balas maimer, and if there it's are, but if you do it to the tzara, nifter balas maimer. Bottom line is these were Shmuel's three statements that he made on the topic of chalitza psula. So it's interesting. On the bottom of Chavav Amadei is the topic of Zayin Amadav. There was a little bit of a shmuz. Does Shmuel hold of the halach of chalitza psula? Does he not hold of the halach of chalitza psula? From these 5-6 lines, Shaneimol Shmuel holds of the halach of chalitza psula. Gufa Amra Shmuel. Three greisa halachas related to the sugya of chalitza psula. So now we have to roll our sleeves up. So Shmuel said three halachas related to chalitza psula. We're going to focus on the first one. The first one was Chalatz Lachayos Leinifteru Tzaris Letzaris Nifter Achayos. Again, let's just get the case clear. The case is where two sisters fell a yibum to a yavam, but when they fell a yibum to a yavam, they were also tzaris. So the sisters, the yavam can't be miyabim. Why? Because each one is an achayos sekuka. The tzaris you could be miyabim theoretically, just for the next few seconds, because they're not achoy sekuka. So being that you can't be miyabim the sisters, so when you do chalitza, it's a chalitza grua. So if you do chalitza to the sisters, it won't pat to the tzar, because a chalitza grua, by definition, doesn't pat to the tzar. However, if you want to do chalitza to the tzar, being that you could have done yibum to the tzar, so it comes out that the tzar is not a chalitza psula, it's not a chalitza grua, and as a result, it's going to pat to the sisters. That's Pashup Shan and Shmuel's member. However, the Gemara doesn't like it. It says the Gemara, Maishna lachoy is the loy, and if there are tzaras, what's the reason that Shmuel holds that if you do chalitza to the sisters, it's not going to pat to the tzara, the havala achis isha bezika. The reason is because of achis zakuka, right? It's an achis isha, albeit through zika, also known as achis zakuka. Chalatz letzaris, not me loy lifter achayos. If that's the case, if you do chalitza to the tzaris, it also shouldn't work. The havala hu tzaris achis isha bezika. Because shouldn't it be tzaris achis isha bezika? What's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is that if there's a man d'amar that holds yesh zika, which of course there is, and yesh zika means that there's an iser erva that's created because of Zika, known as Achay Sekuka, so shouldn't there be a halach of Tzoros Achay Sekuka? What's the kasha? An erva midday raisa doesn't fall yibam. The first Mishnah in the Masechta, Chamesh Esrei Noshim, don't fall yibam. Not just then, but they're Tzoros and they're Tzoros at Soifa Oilam. So we know if an erva day raisa falls yibam, there's no yibam v'chalitza. Not just her, her tzore as well. So if an achay sekuka is an erva de rabbanon, then mid rabbanon, a tzores achay sekuka should also be an erva. Now, what should be the halach of a tzores achay sekuka? It should be the same halacha as the achay sekuka. The halacha of the achay sekuka is chaylatzes v'loy mesiyabemes. You can't tell me don't do chalitza because it's only an erva mid rabbanon. So l'chari the tzores achay sekuka should be the same thing. So freit the Gemara, what's the difference between doing chalitza to the erva or doing chalitza to the tzaras erva? What's the difference between doing chalitza to the sister or doing it to the tzara of the sister? The sister is an achay zekuka, and the tzara is a tzaras achay zekuka. If there's a man dama that holds yesh zika, and as a result there's something called achay zekuka, then shouldn't there be a halacha of tzaras achay zekuka as well? And if there's a halacha of tzaras achay zekuka, what difference does it make if you do chalitza to the sister, you do chalitza to the tzara? If you do chalitza to the sister, it's a chalitza psula, why? Oh, she's an achay zekuka. She's an erva de rabbanan. Okay, so if you do chalitza to her tzara, it also should be a chalitza psula, because she's a tzaras erva de rabbanan. As I freak the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, the Moschel Rishon, a very interesting teretz. Kesava Shmuel ain't Zika. How do you know Shmuel holds the age Zika? Maybe Shmuel holds ain't Zika. So without even getting involved in this line of the Gemara says it can't be, but I'm not Shmuel Yesh Zika. Shmuel holds the age Zika. The Gemara says, Divrei Oimer ain't Zika Kamar. No, maybe Shmuel really holds ain't Zika, and I mean, Shmuel really holds Yesh Zika, but he was saying this halacha according to the Manda Amar, ain't Zika. That's what the Gemara says. Now, really, we shouldn't even be able to go weiter. Because we mentioned very much on Daf Chavav Amud Beis. And then we went through it again, hopefully clearly, in the Hakdama to Daf Chav Zayim. And that is that the whole sugya of Chalitza Psula is predicated on the man da Amar that holds Yesh Zika. But if you hold Ein Zika, there's no sugya of Chalitza Psula. And now the Gemara is trying to explain Shmuel's halacha, which is, of course, a halacha in the world of Chalitza Psula, by saying that Shmuel was going according to the Manda Amar that holds Ein Zika. If he holds Ein Zika, then this whole conversation is dead on arrival. Because then there's no sugya of Chalitza Psula. So you know, ask this kasha, Tois ask this kasha. Tois ask this kasha, Nafchava Medeis, Dibra Maschel, Midika Amrit, Ayin Sham. So much so, Tois says, you have to say that even though the Gemara threw out a suggestion that maybe Shmuel's going the Madame in Zika, but the Maskana, it's not really going to play out, so we'll just make believe the Gemara never said it. But Enochanami Tosfos says that it really doesn't work, because really, Lafia MS, it was clear in Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis, the Gemara said it, Mitbak Tzener, that the Sugi of Chalitza Psula is totally in the Sugi of Yesh Zika. The Gemara said it, not the Rishonim, the Gemara said it. So it's very, very clear that you can't learn the laws of Chalitza Psula, Lamanda Amar, Ein Zika. But that's what the Gemara says right now. So the Gemara says, maybe Shmuel holds Ein Zika. So Shmuel holds Ein Zika, so there's no halacha of Tzoros Achay Zekuka. So that's why there's no halacha that if you do Chalitza to the Tzora, it won't be able to pater the sister. But the Gemara says, Ihachis, if that's the case, Chalitza Achayis, Amayla Nifteru Tzoros. So I don't understand. If you hold Ein Zika, forget Tosfos Kasha, but if you hold Ein Zika, so then what's the problem over here? If you hold Yesh Zika, so Chalitz L'Achayis L'Nifteru Tzaras, because the sisters are Achayis Zekukas, and being that they're Achayis Zekukas, so it comes out, you can't do Yibum, you have to do Chalitza. By definition, the Chalitza then is a Chalitza Psula. But if you're telling me that really they hold Ein Zika, so if Shmuel holds Ein Zika, so then, L'Chura, the Chalitza should not be a Chalitza Psula. Now, the emesis, this Kasha also is a little bit Tzarech Bir. Why? Because the Gemara and Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, and really we saw this already a few times, said that even if you hold Ein Zika, if two sisters fall Yibum, that Loch is still going to be Chagletzes V'loy Mesiyabemes. Because Asu Levato Mitzvahs Yivamen. Right in the beginning of the Gemara, the bottom of Chavav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says two sisters that fall Yibum, you have to do Chalitza, not Yibum. The Gemara said why? Either because of Yej Zika, or if you hold Ein Zika, because Asu Levato Mitzvahs Yivamen. So what's the Kasha? The Chur is very, very nice. Shmuel is going Leman Domer Einzik, even though his shita happens to be Einzika, but he's going Leman Domer Einzika. According to Leman Domer that Hains Einzika, you can't do Yibum with the sisters. Why not? Because Asa Levatel Mitzvahs Yavamin. However, being that he holds Einzika, there's no Erva, even Midrabanon, so the Tzara, there's no Asa Levatel Mitzvahs Yavamin, and as a result, you're allowed to go and do Yibum. So if you do Chalitza to the sister, it's going to be a Chalitza Psula, so therefore, Lo Yiniftiru Tzaras. But if you do Chalitza to the Tzaras, so it would pass to the sisters. The Gemara doesn't say this. The Gemara asks that if Shmuel holds Ein Zika, so then I don't understand Shmuel's whole halacha. Forget it. For some reason, we're not working with Asa Levatel Mitzvahs Yavam. Again, one of the things you should have to go through if you learn this Gemara a little slower. But the bottom line is Freit the Gemara. If Shmuel holds Ein Zika, so then why is there an issue if you're Miyabim, the sister, that it shouldn't pat to the Tzara? What makes the I'm sorry, not Yibum. If you chaylates the sister, that you shouldn't be able to pat to the tzara, what makes the chalitza a chalitza psula? If he holds Yesh Zika, so it's a chalitza psula, mitzad achayz a kukasa, but if he holds Ein Zika, so what makes it a chalitza psula? So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, Bish loima tzara de rachal eti pater. So who's Rachel? So for some reason, in some Gemaras in Yevamos, the Gemara puts names to the faces. Most Gemaras not, but every now and again, the Gemara does. On the top of the Amid, we had Reuven and Shimon, and here we have Rachel and Leah. So the Gemara is going to give names to the two sisters, Rachel and Leah. And just like Rachel and Leah in the Torah, Leah was the older sister and Rachel was the younger sister. So now Gemara, it's going to be the same thing. Leah is going to be the older sister. She's going to be the first sister that fell a Yibum. And Rachel is going to be the younger sister. She's going to be the second sister that fell a Yibum. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Mitzar de Rachel, Leiti Pater. I understand why. If the Yavam would do Chalitza to Rachel, that's the second sister. So that Chalitza should not pater her Tzara. The Kivan the Chalitz Lalalei. Because being that Leah was the first sister to fall Yibum. So we're assuming that he did Chalitza to Leah first. V'hada Chalatz l'Rachel. So now, when he does Chalitza to Rachel, have a Chalitza to Rachel, Chalitza Psula. The Chalitza of Rachel is a Chalitza Psula, even if he old Ein Zika. You know why? Because once he does Chalitza to Leah, so Rachel now becomes Achos Chalutzasa. And Achos Chalutzasa, you can't be Miyabin. Even if you hold Ein Zika. So you can't be Miyabim Rachel. So it comes out the Chalitza of Rachel is a Chalitza Psula. And if the Chalitza of Rachel is a Chalitza Psula, so it won't pat the Rachel Tzara. El Tzara the Leah Tipater. But Lechura, the Chalitza of Leah was a Chalitza Kshera. So if it was a Chalitza Kshera, it should pater Leah's Tzara. So the Gemara's kasha is, again, Shmuel said that if you do Chalitza to the sisters, it's not going to pater the Tzara. So Bishloim of Shmuel would hold Yesh Zika, I understand. Because the Chalitza of the sisters is a Chalitza Psula. But the Gemara says it can't be Shmuel holds Yesh, is going Yesh Zika. Because if Shmuel is going Yesh Zika, then just like the Chalitza of the sisters is a Chalitza Psula, the Chalitza of the Tzaras would also be a Chalitza Psula. Because if he holds Yesh Zika, so he holds his Enerv and Achay Zikuka, then the Tzara is a Tzaras Achay Zikuka. So Balkarchach, he's going Ein Zika. If he's going Ein Zika, so where's the Chalitza Psula with the sisters? So Bishloim, the second sister, oh, that's a Chalitza Psula. Because she's an Achay Zikuka. Once you do Chalitza with the first sister, not Achayz Zikukasai. That's Yesh Zika, we're going Ein Zika. But once you do Chalitza with the first sister, the second sister is an Achayz Chalutzasai. So I understand, it's a Zika Psula, it's a Chalitza Psula, and therefore it's not going to go in path to the Tzara. Oh, but the Chalitza that was done with Leah, that's not a Chalitza Psula. So if that's not a Chalitza Psula, so what's the issue? So again, I understand half of Shmuel. What did Shmuel say? That if you do Chalitza to the sister, it doesn't pater the Tzara. I understand why the Chalitza with the second sister doesn't pater the Tzara. But I don't understand why the Chalitza with the first sister doesn't pater the Tzara. Again, if he held Yesh Zika, I would understand it. But the Gemara, since it can't be, he's going Yesh Zika. So Elamai, the only issue with the Chalitza could be Chalitza Achayz Chalutzasai. But Achayz Chalutzasai is only the second sister. So why did he say that if you do Chalitza with the sisters, it doesn't pater the Tzaras? I understand the Chalitza of Rachel wouldn't pater Tzaras Rachel. But why would the Chalitza with Leah not pater Tzaras Leah? That's the Gemara's Kasha. And for the Gemara, Mailoi Niftaru Tzaras Nami Dekama. The Gemara gives an easy answer to a rather complex shaila, and that is Enochanami. When Shmuel said that if you do Chalitza to the sisters, it doesn't pat to the Tzara, you know what he was referring to? Tzara de Rachel. He didn't mean both Tzaras.
He meant chalitza to Rachel doesn't pata the tzar of Rachel. But Enochanami, the chalitza of Leah does pata the tzar of Leah. Fait the Gemara about tzarois kamar. Right, tzaris is tzaris loshen rabim. So the Gemara says tzaris to Alma. What he meant to say was any time you would have a case like this where two sisters fall yibum, so the second tzara would always not be gepatered with the chalitza that was done to the second sister because of Achiz Chalitzasa. But he didn't mean the two tzaris of this case. He meant if there were five cases like this, as there are throughout Yavamis, so every single time you have such a Yavamis case, it's always going to be the second tzar. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, right, what did Shmuel say? That if you do chalitza to the sister, it doesn't pat to the tzara. And now, with the Gemara's edit, it means the chalitza to the second sister doesn't pat to her tzara. The second sister, who the Gemara calls Rachel, that wouldn't pat to her tzara. The reason is because the chalitza that was done to the second sister was a chalitza psula. Why? Because she was an achis chalutza. So you didn't have the option to do yibum, it doesn't pat to the tzara. Oh, but what did Shmuel say? If you do chalitza to the tzara of Rachel, it would pater Rachel, says the Gemara. L'chura, why? If you do chalitza to the tzara, it's going to pater the tzara. V'atzara's Rachel, mi miftara. But now we learned in the Mishnah, asir adam b'tzara's kreivas chalutza asai. It's a mefurish Mishnah. It's a Mishnah later on, daf mem on the base. But the Mishnah says that just like there's an iser achos chalutza asai, there's also an iser of achos, of tzaras achos chalutzasai. Meaning a person is not allowed to be miyabim achos chalutzasai. He also can't be miyabim tzaras achos chalutzasai. So the kasha is that just like the chalitza with Rachel would be a chalitza psula because she's achos chalutzasai, the chalitza that's done with Rachel's tzara is also a chalitza psula because she's tzaras achos chalutzasai. And you can't be miyabim tzaras achis chalutzasai, just like you can't be miyabim achis chalutzasai. So if that's the case, how could Shmuel say that if you do chalitza with the sister, it doesn't pater the tzara, but if you do chalitza with the tzara, paters the sister, just like the chalitza with the sister doesn't pater the tzara because of achis chalutzasai, the chalitza that's done with the tzara shouldn't pater the sister because the tzara is achis chalutzasai. So the Gemara says, we have to edit Shmuel. And this is really going to be the final first answer of the Gemara. Shmuel Nami, what Shmuel meant to say was hischol v'lo hischol kamar. This is the way you read Shmuel. He meant to say as follows: hischol b'achoyes. Again, what did Shmuel say? Cholatz la'achoyes le'nifteru l'tzaris. Tzaris nifteru achoyes. It sounds like you do chalitza to the sister, doesn't help the tzari. You do chalitza to the tzara, it helps the sister. And really, before we started today's daf, it sounded like such a geshmak halacha, right? It made so much sense. The sister is our yesh zika achis zkukasai. You can't do yibum, so it's a chalitza psula. The tzara, what's the problem with the tzara? As a result, it's a good chalitza. If it's a good chalitza, so it pata. But after 10 lines of today's daf, we know that's not a good teres. So what then did Shmuel mean? He must have meant something else. So says the Gemara, what he meant was hischa v'lay hischa. Hischa b'achaya, Shmuel was saying was, that if the Yavam started with the sister, meaning when he did chalitza, these two sisters fell a yibum. Right? It was Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon were married to sisters, they both died. So the two sisters fell a yibum, Levi, and their tzaras fell a yibum as well. So if he went and he did chalitza with the sister first, he did chalitza with Leah, right? She's the older sister, she's the one that falls first. So if he did chalitza with Leah, lo yigmer b'tzaras. At that point, you're not going to be able to simply do a chalitza with the other sister and pater the other one. And it doesn't matter if you're going to do it with Rachel, the other sister, or with Rachel's tzara. Meaning, the chalitza you did to Leah was fine. Because again, Shmuel's going ein zika. So if he's going ein zika, that's going to for sure pater her tzara. But the second sister, there's going to be an issue. What's going to be the issue? If you do chalitza with the other sister, she's an achis chalutzasai. So it's chalitza psula. And even if you do chalitza with the tzara, it's a tzara's achis chalutzasai. The tzara also other tzara's krevis chalutzasai. So that's not going to work. However, hischol b'tzara is, if however, you would start doing chalitza with the tzara, then yigmar af b'achayos. If however, the Yavam would have done not chalitza with Leah, but he would have done chalitza with Leah's tzara. So when the first sister fell, he didn't do chalitza with the sister, he did chalitza with Leah's sister. So then the halach is, when it comes to the second bias, the other sister, if you want, you could do chalitza with the sister. If you want, you could do chalitza with the tzara. And if you do one, it's going to pata the other. Because doing chalitza with the tzara is going to have no impact on the other marriage. And that's a Mishnah also. Mutter Adam bekroivas tzaras chalutzasai. Meaning, what would have been the tzad that maybe in the second marriage there should be a chalitza psula? The reason is because the sister, Rachel, is the karev of tzaras chalutzasai. You did chalitza with Leah's tzara. Leah's tzara's tzara is Leah, which means that Rachel is her karev. But there's no iser to be miyabein the karev of tzara's chalutzasa. And as a result, both Rachel and Rachel's tzara are women that you could be miyabein. Either one, if you would do chalitza to, would not be a chalitza psula. And it's for that reason, in that case, it's going to be okay. And this concludes the first teretz of the Gemara. The harder teretz, which is that Shmuel said, "Chalitz la'chayis le'niftiru tzaris le'tzaris niftiru achayis." We thought what Shmuel was saying was, if you do chalitza to the sisters, then it's a chalitza psula. You do it to the tzaris, then it's not going to be a chalitza psula. After a further review, that's not what Shmuel was saying. What Shmuel was really saying was that if you did chalitza to either one of the sisters, meaning, let's say, the first sister that fell, which was Leah, so then if you do chalitza with the second sister or with her tzara, you're going to have to do chalitza with both, because the chalitza is always going to be a chalitza psula. So chalitz la'chayos, once you did chalitza with the first sister Leah, just reach Shmuel again inside, then in the second chalitza that you're going to do with the second sister and her tzara, there's not going to be a din that one chalitza will pata the tzara. However, the tzara is, if when the first sister fell, Leah, you didn't do chalitza to Leah, you did chalitza to her tzara, then niftir achayos. Then when it comes to the second bias, the second sister, you could do chalitza either to the sister, you could do chalitza to her tzara. Either way, it's going to end up working. Now, why did we have to go and really be mishab? We had such a poshut to Shmuel when we started this Gemara, and now it's hischov alay hischov ka'amar after a bunch of kashas and terutzim. What was the grace of kasha? Was it gebrent in the sugya that because of this we have to be mahapich Shmuel from the poshut shot? It's because the Gemara didn't understand the difference between doing chalitza to the sister or doing chalitza to the sister's tzara. They should both be chalitza psulas. What's a chalitza psula? The posh example of a chalitza psula is where you don't have the option to do yibum. Okay, so if you want to do chalitza with the sister, being that achay zakuka, it comes out as a chalitza psula because you don't have the option to do yibum. The tsara is l'chayra, not a chalitza psula. But the Gemara's kasha was, it's not true. Because even the tzara is a tzara's achay sekuka. And because she's a tzara's achay sekuka, so it's for that reason, l'chur, there should be a problem even with the tzara. So what do you mean? If you do chalitza with the sister, it's a problem, but not with the tzara. Just like the sister is a problem because of yesh zika and achay sekuka, the tzara should be equally as a problem because of tzara's achay sekuka. Just like erva deiraisa has a din tzara's erva, so erva derabbanan should have a din tzara's erva midrabbanan. That was the Gemara's kasha. And because of that, the Gemara was forced to say that really Shmuel holds ein zika, and he's not handling achay sekuka, he's really handling achay chalutza, which lamaskana got us to a point where hischav lehischol kama. But Ravashi said, I think we can learn Shmuel Kapshuta. Let's revisit the original Shmuel. It made so much sense. It was very, very posh. What was the grace of Kasha? What's between the sister and the tzara? If there's a problem with the sister, there should be a problem with the tzara of the sister. Because the sister is an achay zakuka, the tzara is a tzara's achay zakuka. Zokra Rashi, lo'ilam kidaka amrit. Really, Pshat and Shmuel is the Pasha Pshat. If you do Chalitza to the sister, it's a Chalitza Psula. But if you do it to the Tzara, it's not. Umishum d'loy alima zika l'shavuye l'tzara ke'erva. You ask me a kasha, l'chari, what's the difference between the sister and the Tzara? Isn't the Tzara Tzara's achay zakuka? Yeah. But there's no Allah of Tzara's achay zakuka. There's Allah of Tzara's erva by a deraisa. But there's no Allah of Tzara's achay zakuka when it comes to Rabbanon. Posh the teretz. Ok, the Gemara, Tanya kavasa de Rav Ashi. I'll bring you a braisa that supports Rav Ashi. It's a chalutz l'achoyos. Loi niftiru tzara. If you do chalitz to the sisters, it doesn't pat to the tzara. Halut tzara is niftiru achoyos. But if you do chalitz to the tzara, it does pat to the sister. My time, what's the reason? Lamishom to kosova yesh zika. Must be yesh zika v'leyalima zika l'shavuye l'tzara k'erva. And must be that even though yesh zika, and yesh zika creates erva achay zekuka midrabanan, however, it only creates erva on the actual erva, but it doesn't create erva on the tzara. And this is a raya to Rav Ashi's pshat. Now, Tosfos asks a very obvious question. Tosfos says, this is a raya to Rav Ashi?
How is this a right Rav Ashi more than the first pshat in the Gemara? What did the Braisa say? The Braisa said verbatim what Shmuel said. Again, let's read the Braisa again. Chalitz la'achayos le'niftir etzaris. Halitzaris niftir achayos. Gemara's diak. Which is what Shmuel said. It's word for word Shmuel. With what the Braisa said and what the Gemara's medayik from the Braisa, what emerges is the words of Shmuel. And if in Shmuel we had two pshatim, had to understand Shmuel, the first pshat was a doichik, maybe a little bit. Hischa v'le hischa kamar. Rav Ashi, who said, no, pashu pshat, v'olim kitaka amrit, the pashu pshat. So why can you say the two pshatim in the Braisa? So Tosfos says, ayin sham, but Tosfos says, dibra maschel tanit gavasa di Rav Ashi, that you have to say that the Gemara was comfortable being madchik in Shmuel's Lashon, hischa v'le hischa. But to be madchik in a Braisa, now we're pushing our luck a little bit. So really, the Braisa doesn't say what Rav Ashi said any more than what the first pshat in the Gemara said. All the Braisa did was repeat the words of Shmuel. But you know what you see from the Braisa? That the Poshib Shad and Shmuel is the Pshat. And the Poshib Shad and Shmuel is Rav Ashi. Because Rav Ashi said, well, don't get the Gemara, just read Shmuel regular. The first heritage of the Gemara is Ashtikal Torah, that it's not the Poshib Shad and what Shmuel is saying. It's Hischa v'lay Hischa. The Poshib Shad would be, if you did Chalitza with the sisters, it's a Brahm. If you did it with the Tzaris, it's not a Brahm. Hischa v'lay Hischa means, no, the first Chalitza you did with a sister, then when it comes, right, that's not what. The simple reading of Shmuel is, now, sometimes the Gemara is forced to be matchik in an Amayra to make it work. But when it comes to picking and choosing between a more Poshib Shad and not more Poshib Shad, if there's a Braisa that seems to lay it out simply, so that's a Tanya Kavasi de Rav Ashi. But the Gemara says that as it relates to the Tanya Kavasi de Rav Ashi, it's not Muchach. It could be this Braisa is not a Raya. Like Rav Ashi versus the first Pshat of the Gemara. Now the whole Masechta is going to come together. Rav Abba Ramamel said it's not Mukach. You know why? Hamani Beishamai. I'll tell you, this price is Beishamai. Who's Beishamai? The Tanah. Beishamai Matirin at Tzaras Lachin. Doesn't Beishamai hold there's no halach of Tzaras Erva? Meaning, I'll tell you that if you hold of Tzaras Erva, you would have to hold of Tzaras Achoy Zekuka also. And you couldn't simply say the way the Braisa says that if you do chalitza to the tzaras achay zekuka, so then it's not going to be a chalitza psula. It really would be a chalitza psula. So what's this Braisa? This Braisa is going to Beis Shammai, who holds there's no such thing as tzaras erva. Well, if there's no such thing as tzaras erva, then there's certainly no such thing as tzaras achay zekuka. So that's pshat in this Braisa, but really it's no raya to Rav Ashi's chiddush that even the man nama yesh zik and there's something called achay zekuka, but there's no such thing as tzaras achay zekuka. But the Gemara says, if it's going to Beis Shammai, yevumi nami. So why can't you do Yibo? Why is the halacha you have to do chalitza? It sounds like you have to do chalitza even to the tzara. L'chari, you should be able to do yibum, right? There's no such thing as tzara's erva, so there's no such thing as tzara's achay sekuka, so shouldn't you be able to do yibum? So the Gemara says, Rav Yechon ben Nuri, the Amar, who said in the first parak, Bayu nesakinam the tzara shiu chaltzis moim mesiyabim. Rav Yechon ben Nuri was mesakin that even according to Beis Shammai, don't do yibum, do chalitza. Even though Beis Shammai holds you could do, but because Beis Shammai still they used to intermarry, so it could have caused problems, so he made a takana that you should always do chalitza and you shouldn't do yibum. And that's why he said chalitza. But at the end of the day, it's not a chalitza psula. The reason it's not a chalitza psula because really you could do yibum. It's just the takana Rav Yechon ben Nuri that we're not doing yibum. But the Gemara says, didn't we learn in the first parak? Didn't we learn that they tried implementing Rav Yechon ben Nuri, but then it never happened? Yeah, there was a point where they tried implementing and it didn't fall into place, but we had to wait 11 blot to see the rest of the story. And Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak said, that's true, that's the way it was originally, but then later, they actually were successful, and maybe that's what this Braisa means, and if that's the case, it's not a Tanya Kavasi to Rav Ashi. So the bottom line is, this concludes the first Amid of the Daf, and that is that Shmuel's halacha of chalatz la'achoyos le'nifteru tzaris le'tzaris nifteru achoyos, and really we have two mahalachim in the Gemara. One mahalachim in the Gemara is that Shmuel's going l'man da'amar ein zika, which is a chiddush because Shmuel really holds yesh zika, but he's going l'man da'amar ein zika, and the issue of the chalitza psula is mitzad achoyos chalutzase. We're not going to chazer it over, but it's mitzad achoyos chalutzase, and what he means is hischel v'loy hischel. The second pshat of the Gemara was Rav Ashi's pshat is that really Shmuel's going l'man da'amar yesh zika. His issue is not achoyos chalutzase. His issue starts before chalitza. His issue is right away because of achay zekuka, and he's saying very pashut. If you do chalitza with the sister, she's an achay zekuka, so it's a chalitza psula. But if you do it with the tzara, she's not an achay zekuka. If there's something called achay zekuka, shouldn't there be something called tzara's achay zekuka? On the deraisa level, there's an achay zisha, and there's a tzara's achay zisha. So on the rabbinic level, there should be an achay zekuka and a tzara's achay zekuka. The teretz is that although
Chazal instituted Yesh Zika Abolei Alima Zika L'Shavuye L'Tzarek Erva. This is one of the carve-outs in the sugi of Zika, that even though Yesh Zika Abenisht Fatzara Serva. Zok the Gemara, Ibayelo, T'pnei Yeshiva, had a shayla. So we saw from Shmuel's memory, Shmuel really said three instances of where you say the halacha of Chalitza Psula. One was a situation of either Achay Zakuka or Achay Chalutza, depending on the two pshatim in the Gemara. Then we had the case of the Balas Get, and we had the case of the Balas Minor. What was the Balas Get? Where Yavam, for whatever reason, maybe foolishly, gave a get to one of the Yavamas, right? In his mind, he knew there was Zik. He said, oh, perfect. He gave her a get. The Kasav Law, the Shema, the Fanay Nechta, the Fanay Nechtam. But he did something that really he wasn't supposed to do. So he went ahead and gave a get. So now if you do Chalitza with the Balas Get, it's going to be a Chalitza Psul. The reason it's a chalitza psula is because you don't have the option to do yibum. Because being that had you done chalitza, you wouldn't be able to do yibum. Lav in the Torah, kivin shalaybana, shovlayivna. So if you do get, you give a get, which is similar to chalitza, you can have the same concept of kivin shalaybana, shovlayivna. So the balas gets chalitza is considered a chalitza psula. We also saw the balas maimer. The balas maimer's chalitza is also chalitza psula for a different reason. Once you do maimer, chalitza alone doesn't work anymore. Now you have to have a get for the Maimer, and you have to do a Chalitza for the Zika. So being that the Chalitza itself doesn't work, so therefore it too is going to be a Chalitza Psula. So we have a Chalitza Psula of the Balas Haget. You gave a get, now if you do Chalitza to that same Yavam, it's considered Chalitza Psula. You did Maimer, now if you do Chalitza, again, it's going to be a Chalitza Psula. What happens if you have a situation where Reuven and Shimon were brothers, Reuven died, left over no children, he left over two wives, and now, the Yavam went, he gave a get to one of these Yavamas, and then he did Maimer to the other Yavam, and now he wants to do Chalitza. So the question is, will the Chalitza for one help for the other, or will it not? What's the Shaila? The Shaila is in the world of Chalitza Psula, which Chalitza is more Gerua? Which situation is worse? A Chalitza with a Balas Get is considered a Chalitza Gerua. A chalitza with a balas maimer is also considered a chalitza gerua. The shail of the Gemara is, which one is more gerua? Is the balas get more gerua? Or is the balas maimer more gerua? Maybe they're the same. But the Gemara wants to know, in the world of chalitza psula, which one is going to be worse? And again, we said that the balas aget, for her reason, is considered gerua, because you don't have the option to do yibum. Kimish lebanah shuv layivna. The balas maimers grew up for a different reason. It's because now you can't just do chalitza. You also have to give a get. So the question is, which is worse? So ibayilu balas aget the balas maimer. Ezamehem koydemes. Which one is koydemes? Which is another way of saying, which would be the one that you could do chalitza to that would pater the other one? Balas aget adifa. Do you say the balas aget is the better one? Meaning, not the worst one, the better one. Mishum da ascha ba b'chalitza, and the reason is because once you give a get, maybe it's like you already started the chalitza already. It's like the beginning. So because it's the beginning of severing this relationship, so maybe the chalitza that you do later is a good chalitza. Again, it's a chalitza psula, relatively speaking, but it's maybe a little bit better, and that would pat to the balas maimer. Aduma balas maimer adifa, or maybe the balas maimers is going to be adifa, mishum de kreiva labia. The reason is because once you do maimer, so now it's more carved to the bia, which means the zika is a stronger zika. That's the way the Mefarshim explained it. And if the Zika is a stronger Zika, so it comes out, the Chalitza that knocks out the stronger Zika is a better Chalitza. These are like intense Svaras. But the bottom line is, so being that it's Kreve Labia, maybe that's the reason that should be the better Chalitza. Amr Avashi said, Toshma, I'll bring you a Raya. Bring you a Raya from the Kamon, Daf Nun Aleph Amar Aleph. So if you're familiar with the Kamon, Daf Nun Aleph Amar Aleph, it's Perek Rebbe Gamliel. So if you think Perek Arba Achim's fun, Perek Rebbe Gamliel is really where it's at. And in Perek Rebbe Gamliel, there the Gemara discusses, nah, only kidding, but there all the different permutations of Chalitza and Yibum and Get and Maimer. And Rebbe Gamliel famously said, Ein Get Acha Get, the Ein Maimer achar maimer. What does in get achar get mean? It means that if a yavam would give a get to one yavama and then he gives a get to another yavama, so that second get is not going to be a get. So over there it says, Rabbi Gamliel's moida sheyesh get achar maimer umaimer achar get. That if a person would give a get to one yavama and then do maimer to the other yavama, or do maimer to one yavama and give a get to the other yavama, the get and the maimer would be chal. So the Gemara Taina is like this again, without it going into Parak Rabbi Gamliel. If get is better than maimer. maimer, loy lahani maimer abasra. Then when you do a maimer after a get, the maimer shouldn't be a maimer. The im maimer odiv, and if the maimer is better, loy lahani get abasra, and the get shouldn't work afterwards. El alav, from the fact that Rabbi Gamliel said, yesh get acha maimer, maimer acha get, shma minoka, adodi ninu, must mean they're the same, and if they're the same, shma minoka, when it comes to the world of chalitza psula, we're going to view them as being the same as well, exhale. So from here, the Gemara is now, we're going to shift attention. We're going to start a new sugya that's going to take us into tomorrow's daf. We're just going to make a schala, and then we'll pick it up really in tomorrow's daf. And the sugya that we're about to learn now is another one of the most important sugyas in Masechtas Yevamos. It's a concept that we've seen already in the past, and that is the halacha of Nesra. So what's the halacha of Nesra? So there are different phrases that Chazal used to dictate this concept. But the idea is that if Yavama falls Liyibum, and at the time that she falls Liyibum, the Yavam couldn't do Yibum, so we have a rule that Kivan Sha'amda Olav Sha' Achas Be'iser, Nesra Olav Oylamis, or the Lashon that we're going to see in today's daf, Kol Yavama, She'inani Kairba B'shas Nefila Yavama Yavay Olav, Harezu Ke'esh Asach She'esh Laibonim V'asura. There's an idea that if when a Yavama falls Liyibum, there was no heter to do the Yibum, she remains Asur Loivam. So that even if the circumstances will change later, it doesn't matter, she's going to remain Asur forever. We're going to see how the sugya of Nesra meets the halacha of Arba Achin. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, and some have the girsa, Amar Rav Yehuda, not Amar Rav Huna, but rather Amar Rav Yehuda. But either way, whether it was Rav Huna or it was Rav Yehuda, it was Amar Rav, who said in the name of Rav. There were two sisters, the Yevamos. Shenaflu lifnei Yavam Echad, and they fell lifnei Yavam Echad. Just to make one thing clear, right? We're learning a parak called Arba Achin, right? It's not called Shloisha Achen, it's called Arba Achen, right? Four brothers. What was the case of the four brothers? There were two brothers that were married to sisters. The two brothers that were married to sisters died, and now the two sisters fell Yibum to the two brothers. And the halacha is you have to do Chalitza, not Yibum. Machloikas in the Gemara, if it's because of Yesh Zika, so if you would do Yibum, you're violating Achay Sekuka, or maybe Ain Zika, it's based on Asa Levatel Mitzvahs Yivam. Really, everything we discuss in Arba Achen would be true if it was Gimel Achen. In fact, the Gemara on the bottom of Chavav and Aleph asked the Kasha, why are we talking about four brothers? We could have talked about three brothers and taught us the same halacha. And the Gemara said, because Agav Urchi, we want to know Chedushim. Number one, the Mandamad holds Yesh Zika, holds Yesh Zika, even if there are two Yevamim. Number two, the Mandamad that holds Asalamato, Mitzvah Yevamim, holds Asalamato, Mitzvah Yevamim, even where there's another brother, it's because we're Chayesh, then maybe that brother's going to die. But it's all for Zeitiger reasons. It's for ulterior reasons. But really, the ikr, the kishkes of Arba Achin could have been Shloisha Achin for the same price. And that's why in the Gemara, a lot of the cases are three brothers. But don't get confused between four brothers and three brothers, because in most cases, it really doesn't make a difference. The only reason in our Mishnah we threw in another brother was Agav Urchi to teach me a halacha. But the Gimel, the name of the parrot could have been called Shloisha Achin. Maybe it would have been less intimidating, but it could have been called Shloisha Achin. The extra brother is, he's no sukkah. But really, he's not really doing that much in the narrative. He's there for like an Agav Urchi reason to add a knech. But that's why Rav Huna Merav is telling us a halacha about Gimel Achin. It's the same difference. Gimel Achin, Arba Achin, in most instances, it's really not going to play out. So Zok the Gemara, Beis Achayis Yevamos Shenaflu Lufnei Yavam Echad. There were two Yevamos, two sisters. They were obviously married to two different men, and they fell in Yibam now to one Yavam. So again, we started off with three brothers. Two of them are married to sisters. The two brothers that are married to sisters die, so now two sisters fell to one Yavam. So the halacha is like this, right? If this one brother does chalitza to the first one, hutra, the halacha is, she's mutter. Chalitza l'shniya, hutra, right? That's the halacha. You have to do chalitza. You can't do yibum. Why can't you do yibum? If you hold yesh zika because of its achay zikuka, and if you hold ein zika because of aslevatim, it's yivam, and it's no different again than the Mishnah of Arbach. It's the same exact halacha. Okay, so far so good, right? What happens if now the first sister died? Meaning, right now, he did this, she fell a Yibum, and then she died. So the halacha is muta b'shniya. He's allowed to do Yibum with the second sister. So again, two sisters fell a Yibum. He didn't do anything. The first sister died. Now that the first sister died, the second sister, let's go to Mandamar Yesh Zika, is not Achay Zekuka anymore. Why is she not Achay Zekuka? Because the sister died. Even a real Achay Sisha, if a man is married to a woman, he can't marry that woman's sister.
But if his wife dies, then he could marry her sister. Because Achis Ish is the only erva in the Torah where the Isser erva is in effect only as long as the person's wife is alive. But once the wife dies, at that point there's no Isser erva anymore. So Mesa Rishoyna, Mutta Bishnia, Luchur, that's Pasha. The Ein Tzarech Loimar says, Rav, it's, you don't even have to say that if Mesa Shnia, if the second sister would die, Shemutta Birishoyna, that it would be Mutter in the first sister. Why? Why is it a less of a chiddush if the second sister dies versus if the first sister dies? Mishum dahavi yavama shahotra, because the first sister is a yavama that was mutter to Yibum, v'nesra, and then she became aser when the other sister fell to Yibum, v'chazra v'hotra, and then when that sister died, she became mutter again. Tachzla teirishin, it's pashut that she's going to be mutter again. So again, we're talking about with two sisters fall to Yibum. Ordinarily, the halach is you have to do chalitz. That's the mishnah of Arba'ach. Now, one of the sisters died. Says Rav, if one of the sisters died, you could do Yibum with the other sister. It's not a problem. Achay Zekuka is no better than Achay Sisha. Achay Sisha is only a problem if both sisters are alive at the same time. So Achay Zekuka is going to be the same way. It's only going to be a problem if both of the sisters are alive at the same time. Right? That's what Rav is saying. Very poshit? No. You know why it's not poshit? Because there's one piece over here that Rav is overlooking, which the Gemara is going to talk about. Nesra. When the sisters had fallen Yibum together simultaneously, he was not able to do Yibum with any one of them. Why? Because of Achay Zekuka. Oh, so now it's not a problem anymore. I hear the Isser Achay Zekuka is not a problem. But you know what is a problem? The Isser Eishes Ach is a problem. Because there's a halach in Yevamis that says that when a woman falls the Yibum, so at that point, there's an issue of Nesra. If she was Aser at the time that she fell Yibum, she's going to be Aser forever. So really what Rav is saying is, I don't hold of Nasra. Right? Certainly what he sounds like he's saying, he's not a spell from the sugya of Nasra. So as long as there's an Achay Zekuka, there's going to be a problem. But when the Achay Zekuka goes away, in that instance, it's not going to be a problem anymore. But again, just to be clear, Rav broke it down. This is going to be the rest of the Gemara. Rav broke it down into two parts. Meaning, there's a nafkamina if the first sister died or if the second sister died. And Rav said that it's more pasha what I'm saying, it's more pasha my halacha than I'm saying if the second sister died. Why? Let's talk this through. If the first sister is the one that died, so the first sister that fell Yibam, then a second sister fell Yibam. The one that fell first died. So now you want to be mutter to the second one. That's a much bigger chiddush. Because the second sister to fall, the second she fell, she was also Yibam. Because she, at that time, was already Achay Zekuka. So being that the second she fell, Liyibum, she was a problem. So it's a much bigger chiddush to say that if later she becomes mutter, why? Because the first sister died, that she should be mutter. The first sister, when she fell Liyibum, she was the only sister. So she wasn't an Achay Zekuka. So she was mutter. Then the second sister fell. Oh, now she's an Achay Zekuka. Because now she's the sister of the second sister, who is a Zekuka. So now she has a problem. When the second sister dies, she's going to become mutter again. Oh, that's a much less a chiddush. It's much less a chiddush to say that someone that was mutter, then became aser, can become mutter again. It's a much bigger chiddush to say that someone that was never mutter, out of the gate, she was aser, that she should become mutter. But either way, Rav said, in either one of these cases, she's going to be mutter. Rabbi Yochanan and argue. He said, Mesa Shnia mutter birishayna. If the second sister dies, then the first one's going to be mutter. Aval Mesa Rishayna, if the first sister dies, the halach is aser b'shnia, she's going to be aser in the second one. Why my timer? Because Rabbi Yochanan makes this distinction that Rav is not making. Because kol yavama she'ina nikar b'vashas tefil yavama yavay yaleh. Any yavama that at the time that she falls liyibum, there's no yavama yavay yaleh. Harezu ke eshes ach she'esh loibanim vasura. The halach is she has a din of an eshes ach she'esh loibanim. Really, every yavama is an eshes ach. Nor vas is a heter yibum. So if there's no heter yibum b'shas nefila, so then she remains an eshes ach she'esh loibanim and eshes ach she'esh loibanim mitzvah forever, and therefore she's going to be aser. So the first sister who was mutter, then became aser, she could become mutter again. But the second sister, who at the time that she fell in Yibam was aser, that's where you have the halach of Nesra. Kol yavam v'sheina anikar b'b'shas nefili yavam yavay yaleh, harezu keishas ach she'esh lobanam. V'rav, v'rav, the Gemara, lesli ha'isfar. You can tell me Rav doesn't hold of this halach of kol yavam v'sheina anikar b'b'shas nefili yavam. Rav said, kol yavam anikar b'b'shas nefili yavam yavay yaleh, harezu keishas ach she'esh lobanam v'asura. Rav said it literally, and he said it word for word. So how could Rav not hold of that? So how could Rav hold in the case of Achay Zekuka? that it doesn't matter which sister dies. Once you become mutter, once the achayis kuku goes away, it's not an issue. L'chayra, as it relates to the second sister, even if the first sister dies, she should always be aser. Because when she fell a yibum, there was no heter yibum. So it's yavama she'inani kairiva, yavama yavayala, so she should be aser. And for the Gemara, gishmak, very easy teretz. Hani milihech the koi ba'apa biser achayis isha dayraisa. Avalachas ikid rabban on here. It's true, Rav holds of the halach of kol yavama she'inani kairiva. But he only holds of this halach when you're dealing with an erva dayraisa. You're dealing with an achayis isha dayraisa. But over here, we're not dealing with an achayis isha dayraisa. Here, we're dealing with an achayis skuka derabbanon. And because here we're dealing with an achayis skuka derabbanon, when it comes to a derabbanon, just like we said on Amud Aleph, there's no tzaras erva, even laman doma yej zika. There's also no kol yavama she'ina ani kerba b'shas tefili yavama yavay aleh ha'rezu keishazach she'ish labana v'asur when it comes to yej zika. Therefore, over here, we're only dealing with Dine Derabbanan, so by Dine Derabbanan, it's not going to be a problem. Now, the Gemara from here until the dot in, really, the two dots, in the middle of Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, is going to continue to discuss this Machloik is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, but that's very much for tomorrow's daf. We're just going to exhale. This was a full hour of an intense Daf Chav Zayin.